ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம் ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத் கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம். யம் ப்ரஹ்மா வருணேந்திர ருத்ரமருதஹ ஸ்துன்வந்தி திவ்யைஸ்தவைஹ வேதை சாங்கபதக்ரமோபநிஷதைஹ காயந்தி யம் சமகாஹ த்யானாவஸ்தித தத்கதேன மனசா பஷ்யந்தி யம் யோகினஹ யஸ்யாந்தன்னவிதுஸ்ஸுராசுரகணாஹ தேவாய தஸ்மை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. அத கர்மயோகோ நாம த்ருதியோத்யாயஹ. அர்ஜுன உவாச ஜாயசி சேத் கர்மணஸ்தே மதா புத்திர் ஜனார்தன தத்கிம் கர்மணி கோரே மாம் நியோஜயசி கேசவ. வ்யாமிஸ்ரேணேவ வாக்கேன புத்திம் மோஹயசீவ மே ததேகம் வத நிச்சித்ய ஏன ஶ்ரேயோஹமாப்னுயாம். ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச லோகேஸ்மின் த்விவிதா நிஷ்டா புரா ப்ரோக்தா மயானக ஞானயோகேன சாங்க்யானாம் கர்மயோகேன யோகினாம். We have understood the literal meaning of this verse. To understand actually what Bhagavan implies here also, Bhagavan says, two-fold committed lifestyle has been imparted, taught by Bhagavan himself. The very beginning of creation, one lifestyle with the discipline of Karma Yoga, another lifestyle with the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Two-fold discipline and two-fold committed lifestyle. Between the lifestyle, two-fold committed lifestyle, there is choice. The lifestyle, there is option, is available. One can choose to be a grihastha without becoming a sannyasi physically. One can continue to be a grihastha, and one can still work for one's mental preparation, living a life of Karma Yoga. Then one can mentally go through sannyasa, physically becoming sannyasi. One can go through sannyasa mentally. Then one can be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. One can attain jnanam, and one can ascertain one's jnanam. One can discover freedom. So between the two lifestyles, the choice is available. Whereas between the two disciplines, there is no choice. One has to go through the discipline of Karma Yoga as a grihastha, or even as a non-grihastha, one has to go through the discipline of Karma Yoga to prepare one's mind, and one has to go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga to attain knowledge, to assimilate the knowledge, to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. There's no choice between these two disciplines. Both disciplines have to be followed. The poor Pakshi will say both disciplines have to be followed simultaneously. It means jnanam must be combined with the karma in order to attain moksha. So synthesis of jnanam and karma is recommended by Samuchyavadis as a means of attainment of moksha. Whereas in Advaita vision, the vision of Advaiti, these two disciplines have to be followed sequentially because there is a difference between the mental makeup of the people who follow these disciplines. What exactly it is, we'll see in the class today. Let us go to the Bhashyam part where we left. Jnana yogena. What is jnana yogena? Jnanameva yogaha. Jnana yogaha. With the discipline of jnana yoga, tena, sankhyana. So who is a sankhya? You're going to see the following words are, words explain, who is a sankhya? Sankhya is a mature individual, a sannyasi, renunciate, even if he is not physically a sannyasi, he must be a sannyasi, he must go to sannyasa mentally. So sankhya is the one, atma, anatma, vishaya, viveka, jnanavan. You can make a note of it as I'm telling. Sankhyaha kaha. Point number one. Sankhyaha kaha is the question. Write the question. Write the answer. Atma anatma vishaya viveka jnanavan. Sankhyaha is the person who has the discriminative understanding of Atma and Anatma. Discriminative knowledge of Atma and Anatma. Discriminative knowledge of the subject matter of Atma and Anatma. Means exactly he knows what exactly is the word Atma implies. What is implied by the term Atma? What is anatma? What is its nature? He understands. He has already a clear knowledge. Atma, anatma, vishaya, viveka, jnanavan. Second adjective. Brahmacharya ashramat eva krita sannyasaha. The one who has become sannyasi, renunciate, directly from the Brahmacharya ashrama itself without having entered into the Grihastha ashrama. So skipping the ashramas in between, one who has become a Naishtika Brahmachari, having renounced from the Brahmacharya ashrama itself, he is a Sankhyaha. Means he must have become a renunciate from a very young age also. Doesn't mean the person is old, okay? Brahmacharya ashramadeva, he may be a young person. Brahmacharya ashramadeva krita sannyasaha. So Vedanta vijnana sunischitartha sankhyaha kaha ityasya. Tritiyam visheshanam, the third adjective. Vedanta vijnana sunischita artaha, sunischita artaha. The person who has here nischitaha artaha, sunischitaha, sushti nischitaha artaha means what? Vedanta vijnanam sunischitam, Vedanta vijnanam வேதாந்த விஜயான அர்த்தா சுனிச்சிதா ஏன வேதாந்த விஜயான சுனிச்சிதார்த்தா. The one who has clear, doubt-free knowledge of the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastra. He has no doubt, clear, doubt-free knowledge of the Vedanta Shastra. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha. I mentioned the last class also, Shankara Bhagavatpada has literally shifted his sentence from two Upanishads. Then, Paramahamsa Parivrajakana, Parivrajakaha. Paramahamsa Parivrajakaha. So, Sankhya, here, what is meant by the Sankhya is Paramahamsa Parivrajakaha. Parivrajakaha, a wandering sannyasi. But he is a Paramahamsaha. So this one aspect we had to explain. I had to explain. The renunciation is followed by all acharyas of all mathams also. In Dvaita Sampradaya, there is renunciation. In Vishishtadvaita Sampradaya also, there is renunciation. Because sannyasa ashrama is accepted by all acharyas. Therefore, all four ashramas are accepted by all acharyas. So, varna dharmas, ashrama dharmas are accepted by all acharyas. Therefore, sannyasa renunciation is there for people of other mathams, other schools also. But Akura Advaitam is not a school of thought, it's a vision of the fact. So, here, when people of other ashram, other people of other sampradaya, Dvaita sampradaya, Madhu sampradaya, Vishadvaita sampradaya, Ramanuja sampradaya, they also have the sannyasa, they also have. But their sannyasa is slightly different because they retain, yes, on the day of sannyasa, a person performs Gayatri Japa the whole night. And he removes his Yajnopavitan thread. He doesn't retain his Yajnopavitan thread. And no more karma for him. Nadvaita Sampradaya. Whereas, another Sampradaya, they retain the Yajnopavitan. They have, of course, danda is there for all sannyasis, but specifically they have tridanda, the tridandi sannyasinaha, ekadandi, tridandi sannyasinaha. So for them, karma is something inevitable. So saguna upasanam is very, very important. Therefore, even after becoming a renunciate, they continue to remain in duality, they retain duality even as a sannyasi. Different types of sannyasa are there. But here, specifically, Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Sannyasi is a Sankhya. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains a Sankhya as Paramahamsa Parivrajakaha. So Paramahamsa Parivrajakaha is supposed to be the exalted of sannyasis. Why? Because he already revels in Advaita Darshanam. Because there is no duality. A Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Sannyasi does not think, does not see Dvaitam anymore. Even though he is involved in pujas, etc., like Kanchi Shringeri, you can see they're involved in pujas, etc. Still, for them, Advaitam is the fact. Is the fact. This is an important thing. So, Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Sannyasi. For a Paramahamsa Parivrajaka, there's no more Dvaitam. Dvaitam, in perception, experience, there is Dvaitam. Adishikra Bhagavadpada, or Advaiti denies the experience of duality. But they know in their vision, what is absolutely real is non-dual reality. Well, that's a Paramahamsa Parivrajaka. So he must be Paramahamsa Parivrajakaha. Suppose if a person has not taken, taken sannyasa physically, if a person is not wearing saffron robes, even if a person is wearing a saffron robe, he cannot be sannyasi unless he has the Advaita Darshanam. So one must definitely go through sannyasa mentally. So antara sannyasaha means one must go through sannyasa mentally, which means one must have adequate dispassion towards everything else. As a result of which one must have had the focus attention on the truth, thereby one must be very clear that what is there is only non-dual reality. Thereby one who sees one's own self being non-dual reality, Brahma. And seeing oneself being non-dual reality, Brahman, one who sees oneself being ever free, very important, Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Sannyasi, or a person who goes through sannyasa mentally, must see oneself being already free from all limitations. Aham Nitya Mukta Swarupaha. Nitya Mukta Subhavaha and Nitya Mukta Swarupaha. Who is the one who can see oneself being already free from limitations? The one who sees one's own self being Brahma. The one who sees one's own self being Brahma, one who sees Brahman as everything, thereby one who is very, one who has clear vision of the non-duality of reality, such a person is Paramahamsa Parivrajakaha. Therefore, Brahmaniyeva avasthitaha. One more word comes. Brahmaniyeva avasthitaha means those who always remain steadfast in the vision of Brahman being one's own self, thereby those who see one's own self be the person, one who sees, the one who always abides in Brahman, one who remains resolved in Brahman, Brahmaniyeva avasthitaha is Sankhyaha. Brahmaniyeva avasthitaha. Singular is in Brahmaniyeva avasthitaha. One who remains steadfast in the vision of one's own self being Brahman. Brahmaniyeva avasthitaha. Thereby remaining steadfast in the vision of Brahman means remain seeing one's own self being Brahman, thereby seeing one's own self being ever free. Such a person is Sankhyaha. Is Sankhyaha. Okay. Atma Anatma Vishaya Viveka Jnanavan Brahmacharya Ashramateva Krita Sanyasaha Vedanta Vijnana Sunischitarthaha Paramahamsa Parivrajakaha Brahmaniyeva Avasthitaha. Hachya Padhi Sanyasi, Sankhya. For such people of such mental makeup, people of such mental makeup are Sankhya. For them, Jnana Yoga Nishtha has been prescribed. So Shankaracharya says here, Sankhyanam Atma Anatma Vishaya Viveka Jnanavatam Brahmacharya Ashrama Deva Krita Sanyasanam Vedanta Vijnana Sunischitarthanam Paramahamsa Parivrajakanam Brahmaniyeva Avasthitanam Jnana Yoga Nishtha Prokta. The discipline of Jnana Yoga has been prescribed for people of such mental makeup. Okay, we have seen this already. So, today we have to enter into the new class. Before I enter to the next lesson, let us understand very clearly. Now, who is this Sankhya? Sankhya is the one who is of a unique, very different mental makeup. He is Jnana Yoga. We've already seen a Sankhya happens to be Brahmani Eva Avasthitaha. Sankhya happens to be Brahmani Eva Avasthitaha. One who remains steadfast, the vision of Brahman, being as one's own self. A person, one sees oneself being ever free. So a person who is given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga must be the person who sees oneself being already free. Therefore, the person who is given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga sees this freedom being one's own swarupam. So point number one, the person, a Sankhya, who is a renunciate, who has taken life sannyasa, or who goes to sannyasa mentally, must be the person who remains with the vision of Brahman, thereby being one's own self, thereby who sees himself being already free. Aham nitya mukta swarupaha iti yaha pashyati saha sankhyaha. As moksha, he sees moksha as already his swarupam. For Sankhya, who is given the discipline of Jnana Yoga, moksha is already his swarupam. Moksha being already his swarupam, for his there is no goal. There is no goal as moksha. Moksha is not something to be accomplished as a goal. As moksha is his own swarupam, this person need not fulfill any of his desires. He is free from the hold of desires. He is a person of total dispassion, free from the hold of all desires. Therefore, there is no need for him to fulfill any desires. Therefore, his devotion also is jnana bhaktihi. His Sankhya, who is given the discipline of Jnana Yoga, is a person of jnana bhaktihi. You have to remember all these points. Okay. Whereas, what about the person agrastha or a person who is given to the discipline of karma yoga? A person who is given the discipline of karma yoga is the one who lives his life having moksha as his choiceless goal, Bhagawan as his choiceless goal. The goal has yet to be accomplished for him. Therefore, the moksha has yet to be accomplished. Therefore, his focus is on preparing his mind for preparing, he's focused on preparing his mind for jnanam. Therefore, whatever he performs, whatever he does, whatever he does, everything and anything and everything he does, he has to do, he does it, he performs it as a preparatory discipline. Therefore, he looks upon anything he does as a means, a sadhanam for the mental preparation for moksha. Therefore, a karma yogi is a person. Of course, he's a tapasvi, no doubt about it. As a spiritual person, with a commitment to Bhagavan and moksha and jnanam, having his focus on mental preparation. So, moksha is a goal for him. Therefore, he looks upon himself as an aspirant for moksha. He looks upon himself, he or she looks upon one's own self as an aspirant of moksha. Mukshuhu. As a mumukshuhu, as a person of certain degree of dispassion, the person's devotion is jignyasu bhakti, not jnana bhakti. The person's karma yogi's bhakti is a jignyasu bhakti. He has to fulfill many more desires, though not many, many desires. He still has some desires to be fulfilled. He may not have many desires like an ordinary devotee, artha bhaktar, arti bhaktaha. His bhakti is jignyasu bhakti, not a jnana bhakti. Therefore, he has some desires to be fulfilled. He is not totally free from the hold of desires. These are all the factors we have to remember of a person agrastha, a karma yogi who is given the discipline of karma yoga. Okay, this big difference. Now, a karma yogi is the one for whom moksha is a goal, lakshyam, sadhyaha, to be accomplished. Whereas a sankhyaha, who is given the discipline of jnana yoga, for him moksha is the swarupam. Everything, whatever he does is, for a karma yogi, becomes a sadhanam, a preparatory discipline for jnanam and moksha. Whereas a sankhya, who looks at moksha as one's own swarupam, has no goal to be accomplished. Therefore, there's no such thing called sadhanam for him. The therefore his bhakti is jnana bhakti. Asankhya's bhakti is a jnana bhakti. A karma yogi's bhakti is a jignyasa bhakti. This is the difference between people of two different mental makeup. Therefore, the disciplines prescribed for them are also different. The mental makeup itself being different, the disciplines prescribed for those people cannot be combined simultaneously by one person. By one person, they can be followed sequentially, but not simultaneously. So Shankaracharya wants to make it very clear that there's no way of combining karma and jnanam simultaneously. Okay, let us go to today's class. Karma yogena. Is it clear now? Karma yogena. This is where we left actually. Karma yogena. What is karma yogena? Karma eva yogaha, karma yogaha. Tena karma yogena. Yoginam. So yoginam means, generally yogi has so many meanings, but in this context, the word yogi, yogi means a jnani. Yogi means a sannyasi. Yogi means a meditator. Yogi means person of focus, attention. Integrated, but so many meanings are there. But in this context, the word yoginam means karminam. Karminam means what? You're going to see. Karminam means people who are inclined for performing actions. People who are inclined for performing actions are the people who are not yet prepared for, who are not yet prepared for renunciation. Who are not prepared, ready for renunciation means people who are still agrastas. Who have obligatory duties. People who have obligatory duties, who are not yet ready for sannyasa, renunciation. Who do not go through sannyasa mentally, and if mentally a person does not go to sannyasa, there is no point in taking sannyasa externally also. The person who is not ready for outward sannyasa, who does not go to sannyasa mentally, who is not yet ready for such sannyasa, and who still has a strong thinking, who still has a strong thinking that one has to go through one's paradha karma. The one who looks upon oneself as the doer and enjoyer. One who has strong doership and enjoyership. Such a person is a karmi. Karmi tutte kaha. Like Sankhya, Shankaracharya does not explain who is a karmi. He means simply says yoginam is equal to karminam. But if a Sankhya explained, he gave five adjectives describing a Sankhya. But who is a karma yogi? Karma yoga, the person who is given the discipline of karma yoga is a karmi. Karmi is a grihastha. A grihastha means what? Who has obligated duties, whose mental makeup is different for whom moksha is still a goal, who is a jignyasu bhaktaha, for whom the karma, whatever karma he performs, is a sadhanam, a means of attainment of the goal, and who still entertains the notion that he is a doer and enjoyer, who still thinks he is subject to the power of the karma. Hachapadsi is who is not ready for sannyasa. Hachapadsi is a karmi here. So karminam means a grasthanam. For such a person of such mental makeup, the discipline of karma yoga has been prescribed. Okay. Having said that, now Shankaracharya wants to emphatically state that there is no way of combining karma with jnanam. Therefore, assuming he himself assumes a possible doubt in the mind of a Purapakshi, and he already rejects that. What is that? Yadicha ekena purushena ekasmai purushartaya jnanam karmacha samuchitya anushteyam bhagavata ishtam uktam vakshamanam va gitasu vedeshu cha uktam. Katham iha arjunaya upapasannaya priyaya visishta bhinna purusha kartrike eva jnana karmanishte bruyat. What he says, if at all it was desired by Bhagavan, it was intended by Bhagavan, it was supported and recommended by Bhagavan, that by the jnanam and karma should be practiced combining jnanam karma cha samuchitya anushteyam. By one person, ultimately, for one purushartha, jnanam and karma should be practiced, be combined and practiced. If it was intended by Bhagavan, was desired by Bhagavan, and it was what, if it was said in the Gita already, and this is what is going to be said in the Gita and also in the Veda mantras, then what would have happened? Definitely, Bhagavan would not have said the twofold committed lifestyle. So he says, katham iha arjunaya upasannaya priyaya. Bhagavan say, he says, Arjuna has approached Bhagavan for jnanam. Actually, for moksha. Arjuna approached Bhagavan for moksha, for freedom from pain, sorrow. So Arjunaha upasannaha. Upasanna means Arjuna is the one who has approached Bhagavan. Again, Arjuna is very dear to Bhagavan also. Upasannaha priyaha. So priyaya upasannaya Arjunaya. What did Bhagavan do? Bhagavan suggested. Bhagavan prescribed bruyat. Visishta bhinna purusha kartrike eva jnana karma nishte. Bhagavan prescribed, Bhagavan suggested what? Twofold committed lifestyle. Which have the status of having to be followed by people of two different mental makeup. విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృకం ఈస్ కర్మ. విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృకం ఈస్ జ్ఞానం. టుగెదర్ విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృకం జ్ఞానం, విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృకం కర్మ, విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృకే కర్మ జ్ఞాన కర్మ నిష్ఠే. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ కర్తృకా విహుటుసే నిష్ఠా విసే విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృకా నిష్ఠా. జ్ఞానయోగ నిష్ఠ విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృక కర్మయోగ నిష్ఠ. సో దీస్ టూ జ్ఞాన కర్మ నిష్ఠే టూ ఫోల్డ్ కమిటెడ్ లైఫ్ స్టైల్ విశిష్ట భిన్న పురుష కర్తృకే హ్యావింగ్ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ టు బి ఫాలోడ్ బై people of two different mental makeup was actually taught by Bhagavan to Arjuna, the dear Arjuna who approached him for moksha. So what, if you understand here, if Bhagavan himself intended the combination of jnanam and karma as a discipline to be followed by one person for moksha, then what has been said before, what is going to be said in the Gita later on, also in other Veda mantras, if that was Bhagavan's teaching, how can Bhagavan prescribe katham iha arjunaya upasannaya priyaya visishta bhinna purusha kartrike eva jnana karma nishte bruyat? How can Bhagavan teach, Bhagavan instruct twofold committed lifestyle which have the status of having to be followed by people of two different mental makeup? So what does Shankaracharya say now? Definitely, as Bhagavan himself has prescribed these two different committed lifestyles for two people of two different mental makeup, karma and jnanam cannot be combined at all. Okay. Next. Yadi punaha arjunaha jnanam karma cha dvayam shrutva swayameva anushthasyasti అన్యేషాం తు భిన్న పురుష అనుష్ఠేయతాం వక్ష్యామి ఇతి మతం భగవతః కల్ప్యేత. తదా రాగద్వేషవాన్ అప్రమాణభూతః భగవాన్ కల్పితః స్యాత్ తత్ చ అయుక్తం. ఓకే, సో నౌ వాట్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్, ఆల్రెడీ హి హస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్, already Shankara Bhagavatpada has enough negated synthesis of jnanam and karma. But still, this is the last sentence now. Arjuna, what he says, jnanam karma cha dvayam shrutva arjunaha swayameva anushthasyati. If at all, యది కల్ప్యేత భగవతః మతం కల్ప్యేత, ఇఫ్ అట్ ఆల్ ఇట్ బి ఇమాజిన్డ్ యాజ్ భగవాన్స్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, Bhagavan's idea that Arjuna will perform jnanam karma cha dvayam shutva, having heard Bhagavan's teaching of the importance of karma, importance of jnanam, having heard both. Karma is also important. Karma is very important to prepare one's mind. Of course, jnanam itself is mokshaha. Jnanam is the direct means of attainment of mokshaha. Karma as a preparatory discipline, as it contributes for preparing the mind for jnanam, is an indirect means of attainment of moksha. So without karma, there's no way of mind becoming disciplined. There's no way of attaining jnanam. So jnanam will be impossible without going to discipline of karma yoga. And karma yoga without the attainment of jnanam will be incomplete. Both disciplines are equally important. But still between the two, jnanam is superior. Jnanam is more exalted because jnanam itself is mokshaha. Jnanam is the direct means of attainment of mokshaha. Karma is only an indirect means of attainment of mokshaha. So he has heard everything from Arjuna Bhagavan. Jnanam karma cha dvayam shrutva, having heard and understood all about jnanam and karma, Arjunaha, both disciplines, Arjuna will follow both together. Swayam anushtasyati. Swayameva anushtasyati. Arjuna himself will follow both disciplines simultaneously. Whereas, anyesham tu binna purusha anushtayatam vakshyami. And Bhagavan says, okay, having heard all the teaching from me, all about both, about the discipline of jnana yoga and karma yoga, Arjuna will follow both disciplines simultaneously. Whereas, for other people, the rest of the world, anyesham, for the rest of the world of people, I shall instruct both disciplines as the ones to be followed by people of two different mental makeups. Anyesham tu bhinna purusha anushtheyatam vakshyami. So I shall instruct for other people, all other people, like only for Arjuna, different teaching. What is that? Arjuna, having heard of both disciplines, and he will definitely follow himself both disciplines simultaneously. Whereas for all other people, rest of the world, I shall instruct that both disciplines have the status of having to be followed by people of two different mental makeup. Iti thus Bhagavataha matam kalpyeta. If at all such an intention of Bhagavan is imagined by a person, this Purupakshi, tada, what will happen? So Bhagavan prescribes one thing for Arjuna and for the rest of the world he prescribes something else. For the rest of the world he prescribes jnana karma. Arjuna he allows jnana karma samasamuchchayaha. simultaneous synthesis of jnanam and karma. For the rest of the word, Bhagavan emphasizes jnana karma krama samuchyaha, sequential synthesis of jnanam and karma, which means Bhagavan is very partial. But then what will happen? Tada, if that was Bhagavan's teaching, if it is imagined that to be the teaching of Bhagavan, that Bhagavan presents two different instructions. And for Arjuna, he accepts the simultaneous combination of both disciplines. For others, he emphasizes the sequential combination of karma and jnanam. If this is taken to be Bhagavan's teaching, Bhagavataha Matam, tada, then what happens? Bhagavan will be considered, Bhagavan Kalpitaha Syat, Bhagavan will be considered to be partial. Ragadveshavan, Bhagavan will be considered to be Bhagavan of Ragadvesha. Bhagavan and Ragadvesha cannot go together. Bhagavan will be considered to be having Ragadvesha. Thereby what? Bhagavan who has Ragadvesha cannot be Bhagavan. Thereby cannot be Pramanam also. Apramana Bhutaha. Bhagavan will be considered to be having Ragadvesha. Thereby Bhagavan will not be considered as a Pramanam. Apramana Bhutaha. Kalpitaha Syat. Tadicha Ayuktam. It is inappropriate. This tadicha, that ayuktam, you know, it is inappropriate to. It's inappropriate to think of Bhagavan to be apramanam. Bhagavan is the source of pramanam. Bhagavan himself is teaching his own teaching. Bhagavan is giving here. Bhagavan is the pramanam. If the situation will be such that where Bhagavan has been considered as a pramanam, then it would not be acceptable. It would be inappropriate. Therefore, definitely, in no context, Bhagavan does not prescribe at all the simultaneous synthesis of jnanam and karma, either for Arjuna or for the world. Whatever he teaches Arjuna is the teaching for the whole world. And Arjuna's very question was the proof. And Bhagavan's answer also is the proof. That definitely, Bhagavan does not recommend at all the simultaneous synthesis of jnanam and karma. Tasmat kaya api yuktya na samuchayaha jnana karmanoho. Kaya api yuktya na samuchayaha jnana karmanoho. Don't think I am simply repeating. Okay, I am not repeating. I am only reading out what Bhagavad Pada has written here. Jnana karmanoho na samuchayaha ato asti na samuchayaha. There's no possibility of the combination of knowledge and karma. There's no possibility of simultaneous synthesis of jnanam and karma. By any reason, kaya apiyuktya, we cannot give any reason by which we can combine jnanam and karma simultaneously. No. Kaya apiyuktya ஞானகர்மனோகோ சமுச்சயக ந பவதி ஏவ. டுவர்ட்ஸ் தி எண்ட் சங்கராச்சாரிய சேஸ், யது அர்ஜுனேன உக்தம் கர்மணா ஜாயஸ்த்வம் புத்தேஹே தத் ச ஸ்திதம் அனிராகரணாத். ஹி சேஸ் ஃபைனலி, அர்ஜுனேன உக்தம் யத் கர்மணா புத்தேஹே ஜாயஸ்த்வம். பிளீஸ் மேக் அ நோட், ஜாயசி புத்திஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Knowledge is superior, knowledge is more exalted. Jayastvam means superiority, exaltedness, greater status of buddhi. Jayastvam means greater status of knowledge, more the exaltedness of knowledge, superiority of knowledge over karma. Yati uktam arjunena, the superiority of knowledge over karma, exaltedness of knowledge over karma, the greater status of knowledge over than karma, which was revealed by Arjuna. Tatcha sthitam, that remains firm. Tatcha sthitam means what? That remains firm. That remains firm means that remains firm, firmly validated. That remains firm, that remains firmly validated. Why? Anirakaranat, because Bhagavan did not reject Arjuna's statement. Nirakarana means rejection. Anirakara means non-rejection. Due to the non-rejection of Arjuna's statement, Arjuna's statement remains firmly valid. Arjuna's statement remains as a firm, valid statement. Arjuna's statement remains firmly validated by Bhagavan because Bhagavan did not reject his statement. What was statement? Buddhihi karmanaha jayasi. Knowledge is superior to karma. Knowledge is more exalted than karma. That statement of Arjuna remains valid. Jayastvam buddhehe jayastvam karmanaha buddhehe jayastvam arjunena yaduktam tatcha sthitam. So Arjuna also understood very clearly. Arjuna understood knowledge is superior to karma because knowledge is the direct only means of attainment of moksha. He understood very well. And Bhagavan also did not reject that Arjuna's statement. Therefore, what? We'll go to see the next sentence. Tasyaha cha jnana nishthayaha sanyasinameva anushteyatvam. Therefore, jnana nishthayaha tasyaha jnana nishthayaha சந்யாசினாமேவ அனுஷ்டானத்துவம் அனுஷ்டேயத்துவம். So that ஞானநிஷ்டா, such ஞானநிஷ்டா, that lifestyle, the committed lifestyle, involving the discipline of Jnana Yoga, committed lifestyle involving the discipline of Jnana Yoga, Jnananishtha, has the status of having to be followed only for sannyasis. Sannyasinameva anushteyatvam. Jnana Nishtha has the status of having to be followed by only sannyasis. Sankhyaha. Sannyasinaha is equal to Sankhyaha. Jnana Nishthayaha Sannyasibhihi Eva Sannyasinam Eva Anushteyatvam Tasyaha. That Jnana Nishtha, which was mentioned by Arjuna as superior, is the Nishtha to be followed only by sannyasis. Bhinna Purusha Anushteyatva Vachanate Bhagavataha. As there is also Bhagavan's instruction of the two committed lifestyles, having to be followed by people of two different mental makeup. Bhinna Purusha. Bhinna Purusha means what? People of two different mental makeup. Bhagavataha Bhinna Purusha Anushteyatva Vachanat. As there is clear instruction of Bhagavan of both disciplines, which have the status of having to be followed by people of two different mental makeup, Jnana Nishtha is the lifestyle which should be followed by sannyasis only. Evameva anumatam Bhagavataha evameva anumatam iti gamyate. So from Bhagavan's instruction itself, evameva Bhagavataha anumatam iti gamyate. It is arrived at, the fact is arrived at, that this is what has been accepted, permitted by Bhagavan. Evameva Bhagavataha anumatam iti gamyate. This is what has been, this is what exactly, this is the fact arrived at. Something which is accepted by Bhagavan, permitted by Bhagavan. So what is the actual teaching here? Twofold committed lifestyle has been prescribed by Bhagavan for people of two different mental makeup. The discipline of Jnana Yoga for Sankhyaha, the discipline of Karma Yoga for Yoginaha. Which means people who follow these two disciplines, people who are given, who follow these two committed lifestyles, are people of two different mental makeup. And again, jnanam or karma. Between the two, the discipline of jnana yoga and the discipline of karma yoga, both disciplines are equally important. Though jnanam is superior to karma as that means of attainment of moksha. Karma is indirect means of attainment of moksha. When Arjuna mentioned buddhihi jnan karmanaha jayasi, knowledge is superior to karma, knowledge is more exalted than karma. That Arjuna's expression, Arjuna's statement was not rejected by Bhagavan. In fact, Arjuna's statement was a valid, firm statement. And Jnana Yoga is a discipline which should be followed by renunciates only. Who are the renunciates? Whether a person has taken the life of sannyasa, wearing saffron robes externally, or a person who goes to sannyasa mentally. A person must have the sannyasa mental makeup. The person, for sannyasa mental makeup means the vairagyam must be purna vairagyam. The person must have understood the teaching. The person must have accepted the teaching, understood the teaching. The person must already clearly see Sunish Vedanta Vigyan Sunishchita Artha. The person already he must be able to see, he or she must see one's own self being already free. One's own self being already Brahman. Thereby the person whose devotion is Jnana Bhakti, not a Jignasa Bhakti. So in order to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga, one must have that mental makeup of sannyasa. If a person has not become a sannyasi, definitely one must go through sannyasa mentally. The internal sannyasaha, antra sannyasaha, must be there on the part of a person. And a karma yoga definitely is a discipline which has to be followed by all non-sannyasis. Karma yoga is a discipline to be followed by all non-sannyasis. Agrastas, especially, no choice. There are two disciplines. As a mukshu, this is the main teaching of this verse. So Bhagavan says, Si Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha Pura Prokta Mayanagha Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. At last we have completed the introduction, the Bhashyam on the third verse. The most significant, one of the most significant verses of the third chapter. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, to the wherever possible, how he thought of all possible doubts of the Purapakshi, but all of them, and negated totally. There's no way of synthesizing the two disciplines, Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. The two disciplines are prescribed for people of two different mental makeup. Agrastaha karma yogi and a sannyasi sankhyaha. Okay. So he anagha asmin loke dvividha nishtha jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam dvividhanishta maya pura prokta. Finished. Now fourth verse we have to see. before we go to the actual verse. Again, here is introduction to Bhagavad-pada's introduction to the fourth verse we have to see. Let's read the verse once. Na karmana manarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute. Na karmana manarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute. Nacha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati. Na karmana manarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute. When chanting na karmana manarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute. Nacha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati. Bhagwan wants to make it very clear. Naishkarmyam is a beautiful word. Naishkarmyam means actionlessness. Nishkarma, actionless. Naishkarmyam is a noun form of nishkarma. Naishkarmyam, actionlessness. Actionlessness is the very sarupam of the Atma. Very sarupam of Brahma. Reality, being the subtlest, being all-pervasive, is of the nature of motionlessness, changelessness, therefore actionlessness. Naishkarmyam. So purushaha naishkarmyam na ashnute karmanam anarambhat. See, not doing actions physically. Physical inaction should not be mistaken for actionlessness. Actionlessness is very surupam of the Atma. So physically remaining inactive, physically not performing activities is not actionlessness. So karmanam anarambhat. Non-performance of actions. Because of non-performance of actions, purushaha naishkarmyam na ashnute. A person does not attain actionlessness. Actionlessness implies moksha. Actionlessness is one's own sarupam. One has to discover as a result, as by discovering one's own self. So mokshaha. So person does not attain mokshaha, does not attain actionlessness and action moksha because of non-performance of actions. Sanyasanati eva, merely by renouncing things externally, outwardly also, siddhim na samadhi gacchati. We already understood sannyasa, sankhya, we understood all those words before. Therefore, taking to a life of sannyasa, wearing saffron robes, renouncing other obligatory duties, etc. So sannyasanat eva, by giving up activities also, are taking to a life of sannyasa outwardly also, siddhim na samadhi gacchati. One does not accomplish absolute success. Siddhim na samadhi gacchati. This is the literal meaning of the verse. We have to see the Bhashyam first, then we come back to the verse again. So Bhagavan says, Mamcha Bandhakarane Karmani Eva Niyojayasi. We are not going to see the meaning now, okay? The Shankara Bhagavatpada's introduction to the fourth verse. Bandhakarane Karmani Eva Mam Niyojayasi. Iti Vishanna Manasam Arjunam. Karmana Arabe Iti Evam Manvanam. Alaksha Aha Bhagavan. Bhagavan said, Bhagavan Aha. Bhagavan said, Alakshya. Seeing eye to eye, Arjuna. Seeing Arjuna, Bhagavan said to Arjuna, what Bhagavan said? Which Arjuna? Mamcha bandhakarane karmani eva niyojayasi. Vishanna manasaha Arjunaha. Arjuna was vishanna manasaha. Vishannam manaha yasya. Saha vishanna manasaha. Vishanna manasam Arjunam Bhagavan aha. Manasam Arjunam alaksha Bhagavan aha. Considering Bhagavan, considering Arjuna, who was sorrowful minded, who was shattered mentally, Vishanna Manasam Arjunam. And what did he say? Oh Lord, you involve me in an action which causes bondage. Mam bandha karane karmani eva niyojayasi. You involve me only in action which causes bondage. The cause of bondage. Karma will produce punyapapam. Punyapapam have to be exhausted. But one has to be born again. So it will continue to remain in samsara. Therefore he says what? Karma is bandha karanam. Bandhakarana means karma is the cause of bondage. O Lord, bandhakarane karmani eva niyojayasi. You involve me in karma which the cause of bondage only. Thus Arjuna was highly sorrowful minded. Karmana arabhe. Iti evam manvanaha. Arjuna was thinking, I do not begin to do anything. I shall not do karmana arabhe. I shall not do any karma. Thus was Arjuna thinking. Looking at Arjuna, such Arjuna, Bhagavan said, what did he say? Nakarmanamanarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute. So Arjuna was very clear, I shall not do any karma. And he was very emotionally shattered. And he was thinking that Bhagavan involved him. Bhagavan wanted him to be involved in the bond binding action. I think we'll continue tomorrow. Any question here in today's class?
Yes, Swamini.
Yeah?
I missed that difference between Ekatandin and Tritandin.
Yeah, see, yeah, sir, see the Advaita Matam, Advaita Darshanam. Advaitins have the danda. But you don't see that, you can see even our sannyasis, Puja Swamiji sannyasa to our own men also, he gives one danda on the day, a sannyasa. Danda, they ekadanda. But afterward, they don't keep the danda all the time, but you can see there's big matadipati, Kanchi Shingachas, they get called having the danda. But tridandi, that the three sticks will be there, they're tied together as one danda. Three dandas tied together as one danda. So, trayaha dandaha, yasya, sa tridandi, renunciate of Visishtadvaitamatam, who's holding the three dandas tied together is called Tridandi Sannyasi. Visishtadvaita Sannyasi of Visishtadvaita Matam is known as Tridandi Sannyasi because they hold the danda, when three dandas tied together as one danda. This will be there. But for them, upasanam is very important, pradhanam. That is why we also respect and accept. We have tremendous respect and reverence because all acharyas are Vaidikas. All of them accept Veda as the Shastra. For them, Veda is the pramana. That is why dharma, up to dharma, there's no difference at all. They are all the same view. That one thing, based on that only, they all come together. So, Visishtadvaita Matam, in Visishtadvaita Matam, the sannyasi is called Tridandi Sannyasi. We have different sannyasa orders. Suppose now we say in the traditional sampradaya, the sannyasa is different. The sense, different matams also, even Vaidika sampradaya. Non-Vedic means you can see, suppose there are so many non-Vedic traditions are there. Of course, they also teach Vedanta now. They also, for them, basis is Veda Shastram only. Even the so-called, the non-traditional asampradaya with gurus also, whatever they teach, how do they know things? Basically, they all have taken things from, whether they teach pranayama, whether they teach meditation, they all have taken things from Veda Shastra only. But they don't give the credit to the tradition, that's all. So different the sannyasa orders are there. Although sannyasa, there the Dvaitam is still retained. Whereas Paramahamsa Parivrajaka sannyasa wherein a renunciate is already the person of vision. The vision must be there. So the only thing is the vision is the life. Life is still sannyasi for ascertaining the vision or living the vision. That's all. That is the difference. They hold ekadanda. Thank you. That's all. Anything else? I didn't mention any names of sannyasa and all. I didn't want to confuse you, that's all.
Swami, I don't know whether you have already explained this. Is Sankhya and Jnananishtha and Jnani are all the same? Do they refer to the same? Because you said you told the difference between karma, karmi and a Sankhya. Is Sankhya and Jnani the same?
Yeah, see, Sankhya must be a Jnani. But if he may have Jnananishtha or not. Jnanishtha. Jnani means he must have the Jnanam already. If he has the Jnanam, Atma is Brahma. I mean, obviously he must know I'm already a free person. But his sannyasa life is only for nishtha. Jnana nishtha. Nishtha means only for ascertainment. He may be a jnani, may be a person of jnana nishtha, or he may have to attain jnana nishtha. Yasya jnana masisaha jnani. Whoever has jnana is a jnani.
Okay.
So once you have given study, once you have done shravanam, you must have jnanam. Shravanam is there, already you must have jnanam. But without maturity, jnanam will not be possible. The shravanam will bless a person with jnanam. Then the person is a jnani only. Such a person who is very commitment, then because he has gone through maranam also, he must be sunischitartha. Vedanta vijnana sunischitartha also. He has jnanam, he is a jnani, and he has, of course, vairagyam. He understands. How can a person who has a clear understanding of one's rupam being moksha aspire for anything else? Therefore, he is a pura vairagyam. His bhakti is a jnana bhakti. Only thing is, he lives as a jnana yogi, as a person, you know, this is what jnana yoga means. Already he has this jnanam, therefore, we generally, when we say jnana yoga involves two, three steps, etc., we say that initially. Then, as a person of jnana yoga, as a sankhya, a person must be really mature person. Who has the clear vision? Therefore, for whom no more goal to be accomplished. Therefore, all that he does is only, he lives a life of contemplation. That's all. Without clear vision, how can he live a life of contemplation? For him, even as a person attains ascertained vision also, for him there's no more karma. Finally, no more karma for him. It's not possible for him to do karma. If at all any karma a sannyasi does, it must be for the loka sangraha. Must be for the welfare of the society only. Sannyasinam karma loka sangrahartameva. Okay. I understand what you mean. In tomorrow's class, I'll clarify this more. Okay?
Swamiji, Anumattam.
Anumattam. See, Anumattam literally means the verb is manyate, anumanyate. Anumanyate means accepts, permits. Anumattam, accepted, permitted. This is what is permitted by Bhagavan. This is what is accepted by Bhagavan. The two committed lifestyles are for people of two different mental makeup. Clear?
Swamiji, question.
Yeah.
Here, the interpretation is Sankhya Yoga is superior to Karma Yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the fifth chapter or sixth, I don't remember which chapter, Bhagavan says, Karma Yoga Visheshyate.
Yeah. Yes. See, Karma Yoga Visheshyate means Karma Yoga excels when he says, the person has yet to become mentally prepared, and then Jnana Yoga is of no use for him. But a person has yet to become prepared. And if he has attained moksha, and he has to no choice, he has to go through karma yoga. That is why between these two disciplines, jnana yoga and karma yoga, which discipline is superior, which is inferior? Both are important. Both are definitely important. But one happens to be the direct means of attainment of moksha is looked upon as superior. That's all. Remember, I told you once Swamiji said about these two rivers. Ganga is superior, Yamuna is superior. because Bhagavan Krishna danced on the bank of Ganga, and Ganga, sorry, bank of Yamuna. Bhagavan Krishna danced on the bank of Yamuna, and Lord Ganga comes from the head of Lord Shiva, feet of Bhagavan Vishnu, which is superior there. So Shiva Bhaktas will say Ganga is superior, because Vishwanatha Swami also, temple also is there in Kashi. And then Vishnu Bhaktas will say, no, if you go to the Yamuna, is, they say Yamuna is superior. In fact, both rivers are equally important, great, because both symbolize two disciplines. Therefore, he says, Karma Yoga Visishyate. Again, Bhagavan in the context, we have to see which kind Bhagavan says. We have to understand exactly what is the vision of Bhagavan there. Of course, definitely, we have to be very clear, Jnanam is superior. Because Jnanam itself is Moksha. Jnanam is the direct means of attainment of Moksha, no doubt about it. Therefore, it is said, Jnanam is superior. At the same time, if a person has to attain Jnanam, discover the truth and enjoy this freedom, which is already there, one must be mentally prepared. Otherwise, where's the question of attaining Jnanam? Even Shravanam will not be effective, Mananam will be impossible, Nidhyasam will be impossible. So Shravanam itself will make a person a Jnani. A person has Purna Vairagyam, then he has enough Jnanam after Shravanam Mananam. Jnana Nishtha alone is the person records, then he can give in. Jnana Nishtha means the word Jnana Nishtha is a discipline, is also the condition, mental condition, the ascertained, doubtful, ascertained vision. That is Jnana Nishtha. So that is not at all possible if a person is not ready mentally. Therefore, simply the best thing is the person has to go to the discipline of Karma Yoga. Ever Karma Yoga Visishyade. Sankhyam Yogam Cha Yav Pashi, Ekam Cha Yav Pashi. He goes, go ahead and say all those things later on. Both disciplines are one, the same, because goal is the same. We don't have two different goals for two people of two different disciplines, two different mental makeup. Moksha is the goal, is the ultimate goal for all people, for all the people, for all people of all disciplines. Goal is the same. But all of them have to go through both disciplines. There's no choice. And for that, mental makeup is very different. The Purna Vairagyam, and after Shravanam, the person's clear understanding. Now understanding of the teaching is already there. I'm already free. It's a fact I've understood. Only thing is I'm not able to enjoy the benefit. Therefore, I have to live the sannyasa life. There's no sadhanam, there's no sadhyam. Moksha is my sarupam. Jnana bhakti. Okay, we'll discuss it tomorrow again. Okay, it'll become much. See, gradually, as Swamiji used to say, "Ma, ketende irukkanum." I remember Swamiji's words, "Ketende irukkanum." Keep on listening. Gradually, things will. Now, you can see the how the clarity gradually enhances. I 100% accept Swamiji's words, because I remember the words Swamiji used to say 40 years ago. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.